Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Street closures in part of Midtown this morning.
The FDNY says the floors are sagging between the 21st and 26th floor of this building, which means they could be in danger of caving in. Huge emergency response at 42nd between 2nd and 3rd Avenues. The FDNY collapse rescue team is here, and the buildings department taking a look at this building that was under construction being converted into apartments. No injuries, but there was a construction crew up there on the 21st floor at the time when these columns began to give way. Multiple other buildings have been evacuated. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Now, that 38-store building used to be the global headquarters of Pfizer, but as Mac said, is now being converted into luxury rentals. Meanwhile, in Brooklyn, there's a search underway for a gunman responsible for gun violence at the Bayview houses in Canarsie overnight. That's a building located on Shore Parkway. Cops say the 30-year-old victim is now recovering at the hospital after he took a bullet to the abdomen. It happened shortly before 3 in the morning. So far, no word what may have led up to that shooting or whether the victim and gunman may have known each other. Well, yesterday it was 14. Today, 23 confirmed cases of Legionnaire's disease on the Upper East Side. 17 have been hospitalized. The New York City Health Department urging anyone who visited the neighborhoods to monitor themselves for symptoms. There are 3 zip codes in particular being affected, 10075, 10028, and 10128. Now, those most commonly include flu-like symptoms, cough, fever, confusion, difficulty breathing, and nausea. Now, folks are now worried this could be deadly, like the Legionnaires outbreak in Harlem last year. But City Health Commissioner Dr. Alistair Martin says this time around, they're ahead of it.
7 individuals lost their life in that cluster. What we were able to do this time, because Harlem taught us to catch it early, and this time we did catch it early.
Now, testing for Legionella bacteria is underway on cooling towers in the neighborhood so far. They are only through about a third of them and haven't found anything. Well, it turns out the cop that took a bullet to his vest in Crown Heights on Sunday was hit by friendly fire. That's Detective Robert Carroll, who suffered a contusion at the spot where he was hit. Once in the back, he's expected to be okay, though. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the circumstances of the approach are still unclear, but that officers did manage to take the armed suspect down with a stun gun. He's been identified as 18-year-old Kamani Bartletto of West Orange, New Jersey. Bartletto is now looking at attempted murder charges, criminal mischief, and other counts as well. Well, the city is launching a first-of-its-kind pilot program to make food carts a little quieter and cleaner. The mayor's Office of Climate and Environmental Justice is rolling out rechargeable battery systems to replace the noisy gas power generators commonly used by mobile vendor carts. The pilot is kicking off in Flushing Meadow Corona Park, where officials say the batteries will cut noise, reduce pollution, and improve air quality as well. It's part of a broader effort to support street vendors while making neighborhoods healthier and more environmentally friendly as well, officials say. Mayor Mamdani talked about it his whole campaign, faster New York City buses and faster commutes. Today, it looks like those promises are starting to be kept. The city's Department of Transportation announcing it's finished the new stretch of double bus lanes on Madison Avenue and offset lanes on Lexington. The projects were slowed down under the Adams administration, but Mamdani hit the ground running, taking it to the finish line. Service is expected to improve for more than 150,000 daily riders across Manhattan, speeding up trips for about 92,000 on Madison Avenue, another 70 on Lexington. The DOT, comparing it to similar projects, believe bus speeds could boost as much as 26%. Mayor Mamdani's labor crackdown has now led to a payout for more than 1,600 employees. Included in that are workers at Brooklyn Walgreens, 3 Astoria Kinship coffee shops, All-Star Security, and counseling in Caledonia. The Department of Worker Protection found that at those 4 companies, workers' rights laws were violated, including last-minute schedule changes, unpaid sick leave, and other workplace protections as well. They'll pay a combined $2.1 million in restitution, along with $218,000 in civil penalties and costs. The defending champs at the National Women's Soccer League, Gotham FC, will soon call Etihad Park in Queens their new home. The team signing a five-year lease to play at the stadium in Flushing beginning next year, leaving the Sports Illustrated Stadium in Harrison, New Jersey. The stadium's still under construction, but Mayor Mamdani says it will be open next spring. For now, the Gotham FC's team will continue to train in Jersey. Her daughter is dead, and she wants the people who she says could have prevented it to pay for it. A grieving mother on Long Island is filing suit against officials in Suffolk County.
Prosecutors say the abuse and torture of 7-year-old Jordan Duncan was captured on both video and text messages. Accused are three women, all related. Authorities say over a 12-month period of time, the girl was beaten so badly she died. Now the child's biological mother, who did not have custody at the time, is suing Suffolk County, claiming the county should have not placed Jordan in the trio's care. A spokesperson says the county does not comment on pending litigation. The county executive says a judge placed Jordan in the care of the three, not the county. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The lawsuit will also name several other parties, including the Bayport Blue Point School District, where Jordan was a student. Her mother says it was obvious before her death that the little girl was being abused, and school officials should have reported it as required by law.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.